just let her spin.
We felt quite lucky to have Bill and Jean as our neighbors.
Yeah, I expect to have lunch on them. They're pretty lively.
Well, actually, no, we don't see much of them. A week will go by and I won't see Bill, as he generally goes to work before I do.
He's pretty busy at times.
He is. And then when he first moved in, of course, he was working all the time. He worked before he went to work, and when he got home, it just took all of his hours. Helped him pour some concrete one night. That made me feel good.
You did?
Yeah, he put in a little walk between his driveways there after he had the new one put in. Oh, I was going to ask you about pigs. The male pig was the boar. What do you call it when you cut the testicles from one?
Castrate.
And then what do you call the hog after you've done this to him?
It's a barra.
You do this to bulls, too?
Yeah, when you cut a bull, it's a steer.
Uh-huh. You call the things you cut off anything special?
Well, the mountain oysters.
Are these a delicacy around
here? Yeah, you call them calf fries or lamb fries or mountain oysters.
Uh-huh. Lamb fries. Now, would this be from a calf?
No, that'd be from a lamb.
Uh-huh.
And a lamb or a calf fry would be from a calf, or they're a term for all of them are mountain oysters.
Uh-huh.
They just refer to them either way, you know.
Fella told me that on roundups they used to used to get those out and they'd cook them over the fire.
Yeah, you can order them now. Putman, the FFA, has a lamb fry every spring.
Hmm.
Feeds about 170 out there. They cost about $1 a pound.
Gee whiz.
And we're going to have one this fall out here at school, and we put her on a big draft.
I bet people come in from all over.
They're good for fried right. Fry them deep fat. They're good.
Do you get mountain oysters from pigs too? Or?
Yeah.
Now you say you have a barrel. What do you call this fellow before you castrate him?
Well, a male hog is a boar,
uh-huh,
and the female is a sow. And if you castrate the boar, he's a barra.
Uh-huh, and a young sow?
Well, gilt.
Uh-huh. That's before she's been bred?
Yeah.
And then, are all these called hogs or what?
Yeah, they're all called hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the little one's pigs, but the pig is still a hog, I guess, only just a small hog.
Young sort of fella, huh? What do you call the whiskers on a boar?
Whiskers on a boar?
Uh-huh. Or maybe they're on his neck or something.
Well, you're not referring to the tusks. That's the teeth.
They're the teeth, huh?
Yeah. Whiskers, I don't know what you'd call them.
How about those tough hairs that they use for brushes?
Well, that'd be the bristles, hog bristles.
You don't raise any hogs now, do you?
Yeah, we've got hogs over to the place. We had 75 raised there last winter.
My goodness.
We've been selling them all. Haven't got that many now.
How do you feed them? You have a feeder for them?
Yeah, feeder them. I go there twice a day. Usually feed them in troughs, but here lately we got a feeder. My brother's taking care of them. Now, he butchers uptown and gets offals, you know, like a butcher of beef, the offals, they got to do something with that.
Uh-huh.
And that's a good source of protein for a hog.
Uh-huh.
And then he'd get them up at a different slaughterhouse around, or I would. A lot of times we'd feed two or three sets of intestines or guts or whatever you want to call them. And day of them hog and bow, they really grow.
I'll bet. We fed some carp to a bunch of them once. Oh, they went crazy about them.
Yeah.
I thought that was the best thing.
That's what all carp's good for.
Just about, I guess. Negroes eat them.
Yeah, some people know how to cook them, but I never did.